Blog Talk Radio.
One look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love. Breathe in all your affection.
Inject me one more time. Wanna be the Russian sign? All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body bang, bang, bang. Yeah, I'm on. Got you right where we belong. With your touch, I feel so strong. I'm a dance on ya.
Focus on you, baby. Like a vulture on its prey. No pain, got everything to gain. Robotic love, there's no delay.
Activate me, you wanna make me. Give you my love, it's on, can never break me. No faking, so amazing, so amazing. Feeling so amazing. Get me up, fill me with life. Turn me on, we can escape tonight. No matter if it's wrong or right, if it's wrong or right, I'ma make it for ya.
But you can go to iTunes and download the podcast
and you can check us out there. We have also our special co-host that's in the building as well. I do want to let you know that the Nikki Mint Show, we are on Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also air on Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. And we have our guests just moments away from coming on to the Nikki Mint Show, and we're excited about it, you know. And I do want to let you know that you can also go to the chat room, and you can log in and network. You can log in and network. So if you in the chat room right now, please feel free to give out your information and let everybody know a little bit about yourself, because we do have the chat room open. We have it available for you, and that's what it's all about. And tonight we have Miss Kay Harris. She is a celebrity publicist and so much more. Also manages artists as well as artist development. And I do want to let you know that if you have any questions, that you can go ahead and call in 323-580-5749. Excited about it, and we're really excited and pumped about our guest tonight. So with no further ado, right now I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show Miss Kay Harris. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Nikki.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Doing a busy day, but I'm doing okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, we're excited to have you here. I mean, you work with so many amazing artists and so much more, so we're excited to sit down and talk with you, especially on arts and development. We need that here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yay! Now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know you have a celebrity publicist company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I started my company back in 2009. My first client, starting out my first 3 months, I grasped on to a little Chucky of Young Money. Basically, what we do is I take on indie artists as well as signed artists and help brand their name, company, their music, whatever it is that they need branded to the public, just to help them get exposure, take them to the next level, artist development, give them advice, media training, just things to help their career. You have many artists out here that are actually that have actually been in the industry for years and still lack something, you know, need that professional team and that professional help. And that's just anybody. Whenever you step out here, you need to have professional help, and that's when we come in to help them get where they need to be.
And you also went with the DJs as well. You're everywhere.
I know. You know what? That's crazy. That's crazy how that ended up happening, because you know how when you start off, you work as a music publicist, and I'm also into fashion as well, and then just so happened, I can't even remember how I started working with the DJs, which is the Fleet DJ Coalition. You know, they came to me, they heard about my work, and you know, inquired and asked me, hey, we need you on our team. And I was like, sure. At first I was like, okay, DJs, never done that before, we're going to try this out. But it's actually a lot of fun, and it's a big advantage on other publicists that doesn't have that access, because in the industry, especially working with music artists, that's the main, you know, they try to get to the DJs to spin their music, to play music, to promote it. And I have that opportunity and that leadway as a publicist than, you know, to that I work with so many, you know. Shout out to the Hoodrich DJs and the Sleek DJs and all the other DJs that support me heavy. I really appreciate it.
And that is amazing. And it's such an honor, you know, for the DJs to even reach out to you. That is amazing because, you know, I was just telling the guests and listeners the other day that, you know, sometimes you have those things that you really, really like to do, and then God opens up another door for you, and you never know, you know, and another gift and another avenue that
right.
He does that to you that you never knew you had. Yeah, and this
right,
is amazing.
Right. It's definitely a blessing, you know. I mean, a whole DJ coalition, and not only one, now it became two. And on top of both of those coalitions, you know, I have, you know, I just got a new DJ on the team, DJ Watts, out of Brooklyn, New York. He's very popular up there. So it's just, you know, DJs, just they come in left and right, and I was like, oh, sheesh. I got, you know, but you know what? I welcome them with open arms because it's definitely an advantage. And, I mean, that's what the music artists look forward to is, you know, DJs. They try so hard to reach out to the DJs and, hey, hiring Kay Harris, you have an easy access. So, you know, it's a great advantage, like I said before.
Well, that is amazing. And just working, like you said, with those artists, and that can also be an avenue for them to connect and network as well.
Oh, yeah. And it definitely it's like a hype machine. It hypes up the music. Like you see the DJs promoting it, just make it look better. It's all about presentation. So, you know, it is a blessing, and I'm definitely grateful for it, you know, to have, you know, the DJs come to me and reach out and trust me to help them with what they have going on.
Well, and I want to say congratulations to you on all your success, not even, you know, just the music industry, but you also is a parent and you have a family and you're balancing all this out as well as pursuing your vision alone.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
And doing what
thank
you love.
So much. Thank you so much. And it's really, and that's the thing where, you know, clients, they don't understand. You know, they have their publicists, and they're like, yeah, you know, I got a publicist now. It's just like the people getting a new car, like they show off. Yeah, I'm moving up in life because I have a PR now. But what they, you know, I'm the type of publicist that I allow my clients to call me at any time. I mean, because I work from the time I wake up until I fall asleep and with a few breaks in between. So, with that being said, you know, they'll call you. It's just different situations with each client and different things going on. One may take up more than your time than others. And it's just like you're one person. Unless you have a team, you're doing it alone or you're doing majority of the work. So it is very hard to juggle family, your career, and then the other personal things in your life that you're trying to do, like even trying to take a vacation to say, hey, I'm not going to worry about PR for a couple of days. That is not going to work. It just doesn't. They want to talk to you. They want you on the phone. Even though you have a team, sometimes they just still want the publicist, the head publicist on the phone. So it's really hard, but I really love what I do. I'm full-time. And it's great. It's been great so far, and I'm looking forward to doing bigger and better things, you know, later in the future. So,
well, it's happening right now. You know, it's your time, and that's what it's all about. Just, you know, you and what you want to do, and that's what I love about the Nikki Rich Show. And we're here tonight. We have so many listeners tuned in right now, and I love that we're able to learn about you. Ms. Kay Harris, we're just so excited to have you on. And that's what they want to hear, you know, like, who is Kay Harris?
Yeah, I'm here to tell. Anybody have questions, I'm definitely here to answer. You know, a lot of music artists as well as models and anybody else that's within the industry, fashion, whatever, you know, it's crazy that as long as PR has been out, even though they had a different name back in the days, a lot of people really do not know what a publicist is, and they also don't even know we exist because we are always behind the scenes. You know, we play our role well. We be hiding out and we make all this magic happen, but nobody never knows where it comes from. So, it's, you know. It's,
I'm glad you said that it's about behind the scenes. Now, do you like to be behind the scenes or up front? Because I know it's a lot of, like you said, a lot of people don't know what a publicist actually does and what one is because it's so many micromanagers out here. You know, you might be a CEO and you might be over here doing this and doing that. So a lot of people have gotten confused or thrown off what actually a publicist is because, you know, they think, well, if I get on Twitter or Facebook, then I'm a publicist and tweet out a couple of posts and shout you out a couple of times, I'm a publicist.
Now, right. Right, and that happens.
What a publicist is.
Oh, my God.
In their duties, or and you know, to all the listeners that's listening in right now from a true publicist.
Well, you know, like I said previously, you know, we just help promote them the right way, landing them on newspapers, magazines, online coverage, radio, TV opportunities. I mean, all that stuff. We write the press releases. Sometimes when the clients have damage control, we're the ones who speak up for them in the public. We basically are the ones who put the incentives together, everything together to, you know, pretty much guide them in the right direction. We give our opinions a lot. We're like a teacher. We keep their image up to par because, I mean, just because they might be, you know, a Gucci man or a French Montana doesn't mean they know. I mean, when they get to that level, most of the time they come out, everything is clean, crisp. And regardless if you're indie or a celebrity artist, you should always have your image up to par. It needs to be top notch at all times. The press release, as far as on our behalf, need to be written well. Photos need to be high definition, high quality pictures, and that's something that's a pet peeve. Don't come to me and think we're about to put out some raggedy pictures. I hate that. I hate doing it.
From the iPhone,
or yeah, this is when I was in the club. Like, no, we're not using those. That's not appropriate. So, you know, we definitely are all about, and even sometimes with the way they dress, like, you know, some come around and it's the worst. So we have to, like, hey, like, we'd be like a mom sometimes, or if you're a guy publicist, like a dad, like, hey, I think let's get you a stylist, or let's, you know, change it up and let's do this. So, you know, we're very important to them as far as their image. And then when I say image, that means for physically and, you know, out in their social media. And, you know, and like I said, the upside of hiring a publicist, especially a good publicist, is getting you to the next level. And that's that's really the main reason why a person who's actually, they may have, a great buzz, but they want a huge buzz now. Like, I'm on this level, and I have, you know, everybody paying attention to me. Now I need to get to the next level. So that's the main reason why, you know, most of the time people are come to us for our help. You know, so,
do you think, because I notice a lot of people get it mixed up between the publicist and the manager.
Glad you said that. I'm so glad you brought that up, and that is so true. And you know what? And I'm going to put this out there. Sometimes the manager may be intimidated by us, and that's just the truth. It's, we bring it to the table. If you have a good publicist, I mean, like, I'm one of those type of PRs that I never say, that's not, you know, some PRs, they'll only stick to one thing. This is what I specialize in. This is what I do. I don't do all that extra stuff like booking and doing this and doing that. Well, because I have that experience, I have connections with a lot of promoters. I have, the connections with a lot of promoters and different type of people. I go ahead and do extra stuff. A lot of my clients, I done got them a lot of features, bookings, shows, And then dealing with DJs, you have access to a lot of stuff too. So, yeah, they get it confused sometimes with the ones who doesn't. The ones that don't do the X things, you'll have the client come to you for certain things that you don't. Even the manager. The manager comes to them like, hey, you know, Kay, I need you. Could you look out for this? And I'm like, well, isn't that your job? Like, I'm doing my job. How about you do yours? You know, so it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's always a confusion, or sometimes the artist, you know, you're working a little harder than the manager is, and the artist feel like they want to come to you all the time, and the manager don't like it. It's just crazy. To be honest, sometimes I prefer people who don't have a manager. Sometimes
because,
I prefer that.
You know, that's what we're talking about, because sometimes the artists feel like, oh, the first person they're quick to go to is the manager. They're like, I need a manager. But they may need a publicist, the person that's going to, you know, get them out there and get help them get their press kit and everything else together, that package, you know, before you even do the management part.
Right.
A lot of them be like, oh, I need a manager. No, you need to build that buzz up.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, it's better when you have a manager that has a great attitude, and everybody plays their role, and they understand what we do, and let us do our work, because that's, you know, that's the main thing. I hate when they don't let us do our job. You came to us for a reason, so if you knew how to do this, you wouldn't be hiring me. So let me do my job, and you do yours, and manage the artist, and stop trying to manage me. It's just a situation with managers, you know, not trying to, you know, say anything bad about all managers are not like that, but you have some that are. And sometimes they try to play the role of a publicist too.
Well, I think that a lot of people do get that confused, and if also as a PR too, a lot of PRs, like I was listening to you just now say, you have got them a lot of bookings and concerts and stuff. A lot of PRs, you know, they're that good. They go above and beyond for their clients. You know, they don't necessarily have to do all that, but they can go above and beyond. You know,
Exactly.
That's the relationship.
Right, and that's exactly what I was saying as far as we do a lot. We really do. We do a lot. And we go above and beyond, and sometimes we are appreciated for it, and sometimes you know, we're not. But at the end of the day, we love what we do, so we do it. And you know, sometimes with certain clients, you have that bond, and that it's like your family at the end of the day. And you know, you just go ahead, and even though you don't have to do it, you do it anyways. So yeah, you know, I do the same thing. I help them out with features and bookings and shows, and you know, I put together the tours. And we, like I said, we do a lot because we have to basically do everything. You know, we get help from them too. You know, they do their part, but, you know, we do a lot. And that's exactly why, let me throw this out there, that's why when you hire a good publicist, we're not cheap. FYI, I'm just putting that out there.
Exactly.
we do a lot.
And, you know, when I talk a lot on my timeline, on my social media, but, you know, I'm glad that you said that, like you said, you're not cheap. You know, if it's somebody that's really serious and they want to get out there, they want to be heard, guess what? They don't even question. They just do it. They just go out there and do it. But when you got those people that might come your way just giving a hard time, well, we need to make sure you're going to do this. We need to do this, do that, you know. Those are the ones that, like, how much it costs? Can you do it cheaper and all this other stuff, you know? So, I mean, like you said, if you want a good publicist, you got to invest in yourself and you got to pay. That's all it is to it. You got to pay.
You got to understand it's important to have a budget. It's very important when you come to us. And you know what? I mean, so many people, like you said, as far as you, you know, you do radio and there's some things that you, you know, you may put out there a price for promotion or whatever. But, I mean, it's
that's
just
not
important.
That's not the package. That's not the actual sponsorship. You know, a lot of people
think,
oh, well, your thing is cheap. But that is not, that's just the little special, you know.
Exactly. And most of the time with us, we have, we may offer, like, you know, we have a campaign that we already have set out. So, you know, it may be a 3-month to 6-month situation. And basically, I always tell people, when you first come to us, have a 6-month, at least 6-month budget already put up. Because you don't want to not have a budget and then struggle paying us, and then you can't pay nothing else, you know. You just, and then that's when you get the type of client that harass you every day, because they're really just spending something that they don't have to really give. So it's important that you at least save or put up at least 6 months, a 6 month minimum for a budget, you know, to pay a PR, or if you're trying to hire a professional person to help you out. So, you know, it gets crazy sometimes. You got people that come to you and then want to, oh, I need you, Kay, and I need a publicist, and yeah, I'm doing this, and my song is hype, is dope, and da-da-da-da, and I know people are going to be doing it. And then when you say, okay, no problem, do you have a budget? No. So, you know, what did you expect? Like, you just going to come to a publicist and they go, okay, we got your back, we're going to do this for free. It's not like that. So, and I mean, they should already know that. But like I said, a good publicist is definitely not cheap, especially a celebrity publicist that has, like, a massive amount of contacts. So, you know, just be prepared and have a budget. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, do you, so you have a month, do you ever work on a month-to-month basis with the artist?
Well, now, I do have sympathy for the indie artists, because I know you have some that work so hard, and they are very, very talented, and sometimes people won't just give them a chance or opportunity. I know how that is, and I try to be real lenient towards certain things. So now, you know, certain ones, certain people that I give them a choice, you know, they can do a service agreement and do a 3 to 6 month, a year, whatever, or, you know, I just offer non-client services. So, like, if you need promotion, like, hey, Kay, I need promotion promotion done and just a press release, then I'll just charge them for what they need. So, you know, I put that out there and kind of change it up. So that way they won't be on a contract and obligated to pay something they don't have. They can pay when they have. And if you want something else done, you can come back to me later. Or if you want to do 3 to 6 months when you have your budget together, here you go. You know, so I try to make it a little easier, but month to month, I don't do that. It's just like I said, with a non-client, you come up, you just, whenever you need something, you pay for it, you just get on a service agreement.
Exactly. Well, we have, we have some callers on the line. We're going to go to the phone line. And
all right.
Because I know we have a couple of questions, and then we're going to also go back and talk a little more on branding if you got a little time. But we have 443, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, 443. All right.
I guess I'm there.
Well, we're going to keep it going. And I see we have Gianni in the building as well. Gianni CJ, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Gianni, hello.
Hi, Nikki Rich. What's going on, Karen? Good, happy Wednesday to you.
Hi, sweetheart. You know, that's everybody. Gianni is my fashion stylist, yay.
You know, awesome. You know, we're about to we're about to go ham today, huh?
Oh, yes. Nikki, that's another thing we didn't get to, I didn't get to bring up, but, you know.
We got plenty of time, honey.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I do my, have my company, and, you know, I work hard for these clients. And shout out to Kevin Bossman. Kevin Bossman is the marketing director for my company. He's been around for a long time, and he does a great job. I really appreciate him, so I just want to definitely give him a shout out. Follow him at Kevin Bossman, MKT, on Twitter. Anyhow, you know, like, you know, working so hard for everybody else, you know, I have my own you know, own things I have I like to do on the side. And I like, you know, to make clothing. And I just launched a new clothing line called Glass Candy Wear. It's lingerie and clothing. And, you know, like I said, I put together fashion shows and stuff. So, you know, that's something I like to do on my end. I'm into fashion a lot. I just don't have the chance to do it as much as I would like to. But I'm trying to make sure that is something that I really focus on this year. So me and Gianni got together, and, you know, his skills and his contacts combined, we decided to put together a fashion and music expo tour, a three-city tour, which will be going to Atlanta, L.A., and Miami.
Right.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
It's going down.
Yes, I'm, like, very, very excited about it. And it's, like, a situation where we're calling all designers. If you're up and coming, we're going to have celebrity stylists there.
Okay.
Accessory shoes. We're going to have the catered food, red carpet, photographers, videographers, the DJs. I mean, the models, like, we're going to try to have at least 25 models, and we're going to do a runway show, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm just really excited about it. And also, we're trying to, you know, every event we do, me and Gianni decided, you know, we definitely want to give back. We're into giving back. And so with some of the proceeds, we're going to get some volunteers and go out and feed the homeless, get some food bags together, and you know, toiletries, and you know, go out and give back. I think that's, you know, something that's something
important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to give back, you know, to show appreciation for what we received, and, you know, what we went through. You know, everyone don't have it as good as we do, you know. And even when we feel like we have a good, you know, we still going through some things. But, you know, it's just rewarding to give back to the community and, you know, just being an active role model, you know.
That's so true. That is so true. And like I say, I commend you, Kay Harris, because you're out there and you're a go-getter.
Definitely,
you have to be.
So many people out there. It's so many people that's really, I would say, that look up to you and you inspire, because just, you know, on my social network, so many people was hitting me up saying, oh, I can't wait to tune in tonight. And not even that, I know a while ago there was a guest that called in, and it was on one of my episodes, and she said that one of her, the person that inspires her, and I'm not even sure if I knew you then or not, but she said it was Kay Harris, and I would never forget that. And
oh, that was so sweet. Shout out to whoever it was. Thank you.
She is actually a manager of a DJ herself, but she's based out of Florida. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you never know.
Okay.
And you never know, and I'm going to have to get that link to you, you know, for that, because I don't even think I knew you at that time, but I remember, you know, when it came to, when I met you and it came to me, you know, so I was like, wow, that's just so amazing. You just never know.
Right, yeah, you don't, you know, that's why it's real important. And, you know, when you out here working and you work hard, you try to keep a good rapport with people. I mean, it's really hard, especially working in the music industry, you know, to deal with so many different attitudes. And, I mean, everybody knows the music industry is tough. you have people that are straight ass, you know, they're crazy and just manipulative, and I mean, you deal with so much, but you try to, you know, stay in character and keep professional at all times. It's hard, but you know, we do it, we get it done. So,
and then you got Gianni. You know, Gianni is, everybody loves Gianni.
Yeah,
he's over there working.
Over here working, Nikki, working, getting it in. You know, you know, definitely appreciative to be, you know, in the presence of greatness and just working with Kay Harris and even working with yourself and just great resources and outlets. Like, you know, it's big things coming along, you know, and you know, it's so much money to be made out here and there's so much opportunity and, you know, like, it's amazing. God is good.
And that's the key that you cannot forget, regardless of what you're doing. The main reason why you're doing, making these connects, why you're talking to people, is to make money. If you ain't making money, then that's not a business. That's the key right there.
Right.
To make money.
Somebody definitely got to sacrifice that little chain. You know, and that's a lot of, like you guys were mentioning earlier, you know, a lot of folks do not want to invest into their careers, and they think that it happens overnight. You know, you got to come with a plan, and the only effective way a plan is to have a budget, because, you know, and nothing's moving without a budget, you know, whether you're being played, whether we got,
pause,
you know.
Pause. Gianni, could you do a review on that like a record?
It's like invest in your career, you know, put some money aside.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like, you know, fellas, you like to have your hair cut. Think of your rap career, so think of your acting career, your modeling career. You know, folks wanna, I don't know how they get this idea about, you know, I mean, well, you know, they get an idea that, oh, well, you know, you're not supposed to pay for anything if you run into this, or if you're a model,
exactly.
They, you know, they ask you to pay them, that's all. And, you know, that's not always true. Okay, well, you have agencies to where you can apply for, but it's people like us that build doors, you know what I mean? And we're not just sitting around waiting for it to open. We have the key.
But it's really not hard. It's really not bad, because guess what? I'm going to tell you, every time that I have invested in myself, I kid you not even 5 minutes later, I know I have gotten return greater. I know I have. It had to be like five minutes to an hour. Something else came for me, you know. Even though I'm investing in myself for myself, you know, but I always got something in return. And not that you're expecting to get something, it just happened, you know?
Right, very true.
And you have to do that.
You have to. And a lot of people tell people that, oh, you don't have to pay this, and you do have to pay, you know? And that's like internet radio. I invest in myself. I pay for the radio every month. I pay for the whole production of everything to run. But, you know, like, you have people that say, oh, you don't have to pay to get on the radio. If I'm having to pay to get on the radio, you definitely got to pay. I'm
definitely
right.
It takes money to make money. And, you know, we all experience our share, because even as far as stylists, they're like, woo, we got to pay so much. Or I'm like, well, you want to pay, what you're paying for is the quality of your image. So, you know, if you want to take a cheap, well, I mean, you know, I can do so much with magic, you know. I'm not a miracle worker, but, you know, we can make, you know, I can take it by a grain of salt, you know. But, you know, you guys want Louboutins, and you want, like, Lady Gaga's, and you want specialized dresses. You know, all that stuff, it don't fall out the sky. You know, it definitely doesn't.
That is so true. That is so true. And you have to go out there and just do it. Make it happen. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, but make sure you invest into the right thing, you know, because the thing about it is you have to just, you know, a lot of people out here, they're just giving their money. They're just giving their money out to anybody that sounds good. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and that's a lot of folks that's definitely that's not doing their research, and that's like, you know, and there's and really those are folks that are hungry for it, you know, and those are the folks that, you know, really need the direction, and you know that like that I would be looking, you know, willing to, you know, looking for, like, you know, these folks are ready to move, these folks are ready to put things in motion, you know. Hey, sometimes they're giving it out to the wrong people. You know, they're not the right type of person, you know, and a lot of times they end up wasting their money. So, yeah, I can definitely understand some folks' defense. But do your research, you know. Look up who you want to hire.
That is so true, because just like we have janky promoters, we have janky PRs.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get an amen on that? Because we do.
Girl.
We have. There are people out here that started a month ago and trying to charge someone $1,000, and they only have a month of 30 days of experience, you know. So you just really got to research who you hire, even if it's me. Research me, Google me, whatever. Research and know who you are hiring, especially when you have to pay them. So that's very important as well.
Now, Kay, what else can we expect from you coming up in 2013? We know that you have the upcoming fashion show. Tell us what's the date and when will the first fashion show and the tour begin?
Well, the tour begins May 12th this year. The first stop is Atlanta. The second stop is Los Angeles. That'll be June 9th. The third stop is Miami, and that'll be July 14th. It's just like want to expand and network with some of the famed and hard to get to names within the industry, music and TV, designer, music artist. We're going to have education. Celebrity guests, performances, cater food for you, mm-hmm. gift bags. Like, we just
doing it big.
And we're doing it big. So, you know, and it's just opportunity for people to, like, showcase their and, you know, whatever they have, you know, that relates to the event, they can come and network. Because, you know, I always try to make, you know, something. That's the thing when I do network. So I try to have events for others to network, give them an opportunity, a platform to, you know, showcase whatever they have, the talents or whatever it is. I want to give a big shout out to Melody Pinkerton. She was a VH1 reality personality. She's going to be hosting as well as Gianni. And, you know, some of the clients are definitely coming out to support. They doing this towards for me, and also towards to help raise money, like I said, to help feed the homeless and you know, give them things that's needed, necessities that they don't have. So, you know, it's all for a good cause, and I'm real excited about it. And, of course, in the future, you know, hopefully one day I'll have my you know, my own little talk show or something. You never know. I'm going to tell you something. I'm one of those type of people. I plan as I go. It's definitely just make goals. But, you know, just whatever your passion is, step your foot out and move forward and just do give 100% in everything you do. And I feel like there are things that you want, but, you know, got to put everything in place for you, because it's better when things happen that you didn't expect. And it should be something, like, huge. So, you know, who knows what I'll be doing later, but, you know, I'll definitely be doing PR. And, you know, like, hopefully bigger and better things on top of what I'm already doing.
Well, I know you have so many opportunities for so many people out there, like the models, designers, and artists. So any artists and anybody that's listening in now, please reach out to Ms. Kay Harris or Gianni, and they will get you right.
Yes, if you want to get the job done.
For these upcoming events. And we have a lot of independent artists, especially amazing artists that's on the show, L. Myers. We have so many great, even producers as well. We have J. Rob Beats. It's so many people out there that's coming to the Nikki Rich Show, Tracy Whitty, that we display their music each day and throughout the weeks and the month. And we would like to also refer them to you as well, because I know you have a lot of opportunities out there for the artists, and that's what it's all about.
Ooh, Kay getting it in over there. Well, yeah, you guys got to reach out to Kay Harris. You know, if you're not, you're missing out. She's making big moves on here and making things happen. Moving and shaking.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely.
Now, Kay, if anybody wanted to contact you for any of those events, where could they go to?
They can go to Eventbrite and pull up Fashion and Music Expo Tour, or they can email fashionmusicexpotour@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or, you know, just follow me on Twitter and hit me up. My Twitter is at Kay Harris PR. That's KayHarrisPR.
And definitely got to connect with her, because she is the lady with the plan.
And of course, anybody interested in public relations services or wants a consultation for artist development or, you know, any other little things that's pertaining to that, they can go to my website, reach out to me on under contact, and that's www.publicistkharris.com.
And go check it out. Now, Kay, we're so excited to have you on tonight. You are officially our 302 show tonight, so we're excited about that, because I was just checking it out. We have over 300,000 listeners right now. I don't know if you know that.
Like, I'm looking up now, like, for the balloons to fall down. You're the 100th winner. So that's amazing. That's awesome. Shout out to all the listeners. I hope they really, you know, got a good understanding of what a publicist is and what we do and how hard we work. You know, like I said, we work very, very hard. We're always, you know, we're the ones that's behind the scenes. But whenever you see your Chris Browns and your Waka Flockas or whatever in the magazine or on TV or whatever, that was us. Yeah, we did that.
Sorry. We got them in there.
You know.
And we're just so glad to have you, and we welcome you back anytime. We know you have some amazing clients, and we love to have that relationship with you as well, because, you know, we were able to have Gutter from YMCMV on and so many more clients that you've had on, and it's just been amazing. Just having that relationship with you as well, and we're just so grateful that you were able to come on and share with you, because I think that everybody, you know, when you get out here, you work hard, you deserve for people to know, you know, all your accolades and all that you're doing, because you're working hard. Like you said, you're behind the scenes, but they need to know who celebrity publicist Kay Harris is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They don't know now. They will later. Okay. So, you know, it's all right. They don't have to know about me now. They will later. You know, like I said, I'm doing a lot. I'm working hard. And many other PRs is working probably harder than me and just as, I don't know about harder than me, but just as hard, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, that was being funny. But, you know, the PRs, they be out here working. You got some that's doing an amazing job for their clients. And, I mean, I salute all of them, because I personally, as a publicist, know how it is, especially as a celebrity publicist. So, you know, it's even harder for us, because we definitely deal with a lot. so people don't be overwhelmed when we tell you how much we charge for our services, because we definitely deserve every penny.
Okay.
So, Nikki, I really appreciate you having me on the show. Gianni, sweet hair, you know, me and you are like two peas in a pod.
Right.
And like I said, yeah. And, you know, that's I get put out my information again, Twitter at K Harris PR. My website is www.publicistkharris.com. And my clothing line is www.glasskandiwear.com. Check that out as well. See, you know, see what I've been working with on the side. And I definitely hope everybody looking to come to our Fashion and Music Expo, that's going to be real big, and we definitely are excited about it.
Definitely. And you guys can also look up Gianni, or follow me on Twitter at GianniCJ. You can actually check out my website with more information of the expo event that's coming up, the tour, at www.GianniCJValentino.com. So follow me on Twitter to get a complete read off of that. but definitely, guys, follow up. It's going to be an amazing event. You know, we're definitely, like Kay said, we're reaching out to all the vendors and media producers, bloggers, everyone in the entertainment industry, fashion, music. You know, we're out here. We're working together. Let's work together. Let's make this happen for us, you know, and I think it's refreshing for us, you know. We really want to get this thing going annually. So, support, help us support so we can support you. You know, follow Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter. You know, we're making big moves. You're going to see more of the event. You know, we going live. We're international this year. So, 2013.
And you know, we're supporting Miss K Harris here at the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you.
We got some models in the building right here. We have Mongols in the building right here.
Oh yeah, So Nikki, it's definitely been a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on the show. And like you said, anytime I'm here, reach out. You got my contact. Whatever you need, I'm there.
Well, I just thank you again for coming by and sharing your story, your projects, and everything, all the good information with them artists that need to hear it. I'm glad we got some listeners that's tuned in right now. Thank you so much, because artists need to hear it. Entrepreneurs need to hear it. Everybody is. There's not no limit to just getting that knowledge and good information. And we just thank you again. And before you go, we always end, and we say, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you very much. God bless you guys too. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Everybody, you were just on Cool.
Well, Kay Harris, she is celebrity publicist, and we're so excited about her movement and what's to come. And Gianni, we just thank you so much for coming in every Wednesday and being a part of the Nikki Rich Show. We're growing ourselves. And Gianni, when we get off air, honey, I got some really big news for you, and I will let the listeners know probably by Friday, hopefully by Friday or Monday. But the Nikki Rich Show got really extreme news. You know, before I was coming on air, I had to get myself together because I got some great news. But, you know, I had to just calm myself down.
It's like you don't want to put too many eggs in one basket and just let it happen.
See, I done got myself a headache, so after the show, I will be laying down. Because
I
done got too excited.
Oh.
And I do want to let everybody know that as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com anytime, learn about the information, and follow me on Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich as well. And we got new videos going out on our YouTube, the Nikki Rich Show, the Grammy weekend. We had a blast, didn't we, Gianni?
Oh, so,
it was amazing. We got that going out. But right now, Gianni, I'm going to go, and we're going to go to some hot new music because it's indie time, and we got independent artists that's out here and a part of the Nikki Rich Show that's really doing
right.
big things. And I know you're in Hollywood right now, so we have some amazing artists that's in rotation now. Gianni, we don't need you to work that West Coast for us because we got
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, and the thing is, we actually have shows. I will be judging this Sunday at Lavish Entertainment at the Dragonfly. I will be along with a panel of judges. There will be artists performing. You know, we're definitely reaching out to all the artists, West Coast, East Coast. You're in the area, if you're in the West Los Angeles, West LA area, go ahead and give me a shout out. Follow me on Instagram at GianniVD1610. You know, the flyers posted up. You know, I'll get you guys some more info. You know, get involved. I got some big things coming up for everyone. You know, let's get it in. It's 2013. Let's not sit back on our dreams and let's make it happen.
And Gianni and I, we make it happen from the east to the west, so we working it.
You already know.
The Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah, definitely. Live with Nikki Rich all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gianni, we're going to go to some independent artist music, and we got some new music coming up. We got Tracy Whitty. We got producer J-Rod Beats. And, again, we got Miss Jamira right now. We're going to go to artist Jamira, and this is Grown. And you stay tuned. Cute. Keep it locked because we got some more upcoming new artists that's in heavy rotation on the Nikki Rich Show. You're rocking with the hottest radio station. It's Nikki Rich.
That my shine is worth gold, rising up to no town. When it's real, what's game? What's without action? I just claim. Speak your heart up, do the same. Come on.
got my heart beating on my chest. Harder than the bass when I drop it like that. Something like a walking cardiac arrest. Get alert, I'm falling for you, call a paramedic.
Just listening to Kiki Palmer, Dance Alone. Right now, we're going to go to some top woman music. We're going to play it. It's time to get fired up. It's Wednesday. Let's go. Fire up. This is L. Myers. Fired up. Check it out, guys.
Something was something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire up.
Alright. Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
What? Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire up.
Okay. I don't need a mixtape. I got that fire coming. And you don't know what you talking about, Philip Drummond. And you don't want to see me unless you got a summon. This is my campaign, watch them start running. Iced coffee, Red Bull, and a banging track. Told her I was stressed out, she said I'll handle that. A lot of pussy cats with me, they can smell a rat. They put my coat on my shoulders like I'm Sonny Black. I'm making deals that are real, that can get you whacked. I'm about that money in that banging track. Money being made outside of rap. And I don't believe in Santa, but they on my lap.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
They gonna mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey. So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
I'm giving gifts to myself like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and banger models in the backyard swimming out like sweet. And I'm in the suite to see dressed up like Tick or Treat. Church is out, now see your freak. Still got a ring on, won't make the peace. She clashed the street, riding Bentley seat. Got her own money, see about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneaks. And I'm fired up, and my life ain't cheap. I get sight, live a lit life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. I'm in that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And she'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light, her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And she old enough, so we just
fight. Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey. They gonna mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to
fire.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
Rush to death. Got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell Armani. I left the building, that chick was right behind me. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on cause I did that. She fired up cause she rap. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on, I did that. She fired up cause she rap.
Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here's another rack. Throw it all away. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
They gonna mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
Hey,
we fire,
hey.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. This that theme music that be playing out when we ride. California love, but I'm reppin' for the east side. Catch me out in L.I., buzzin' like a beehive. Yeah, I want the glory, more notorious than that B.I.G. guy. Everybody wanna live la vida, but they don't stay grounded. They be running around in these guys, tryna get tree high. Puffin' the weed till they see God, but I ain't tryna meet my maker yet. I'll save that for when we die. I run these MCs like Adidas and some Lee jeans. I don't think the world's really ready for what we bring. Catch me out in Queens and you'll really see what we mean. Me and Jules with the queen, why you think they call us the kings? These things never come easy, is that what you think? Do a few shows and you'll be balling out in the bank. Stay in the studio and keep on bragging about your mixtape. That's what I hate. There ain't no time to waste, you gotta get it.
I got it, I get it,
man.
I got it, I get it, 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 I got it,
Melee.
I get it, I got it, I get it, I got it,
Mr. Melee.
I get it, I got it, I get it, I got it, I get it, I got it.
I expect people to look down on me, but when I'm done, I guarantee they put that crown on me. Cause the better I get of these hits, and the better I'm bound to be. Get scared when you hear the sound of me, but when I hear the sound of you, it's the opposite effect. I be pretty much sound asleep. ZZZ, counting sheep. Tell me why they hating it, cause everybody want a slice of the pie, but nobody. it. Get rid of the pesticides, I put the torch to the leeches. I know I talk a lot of, can't afford to be speeches. You can't coach me on how to ball, I ain't asked for a teacher. Nobody respect the person yelling at the court from the bleachers.
Not at all.
And that's now you, the same one who ain't never did what you done did, but always saying how. I came through with a scully on my long hair with some baggy pants with an eye patch and some diamonds on it and a half shirt with some Timberlands. I done broke the rules, everything they told me not to do, but I still got a lot to do, cause if I see it in the morning, I'ma get it, ain't nothing impossible. Come on.
To a gentleman or rookie, to a veteran, you'll never be clever or try to level my intelligence. You are something devilish, ever since I was seven, since the definition of a competition became irrelevant. We get it, we got it, we get it, we got it, we get it, we got it, I get it, I got it, I get it, I got it, I get 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 it, I got it, I get it. Yeah, my team is super. If you disagree, you stupid. You should pass on making a future. Cut it out, dog, get neutered. And shout out to my losers, cause all you is some bull trying to wing it like some hooters. Take the show, not for my moon ass. Listen to our music, take some notes, now to review it. And to save linking that note 10, I don't really need your 2 cents. They ask me how we doing. Our pocket's fat, rich, you should listen. Angle that you can't try. And nice.
Baby. get in the car.
With the hottest radio station on the planet. We getting in tonight playing hot new music. That was Maroon 5. And you already know the moves like Jagger. Right now, we live with Gianni in the building. Gianni, I'm
that's
having
right,
a blast
right.
tonight. We just talked with celebrity publicist Kay Harris. We getting it in.
That's right, Nikki. We had it going on tonight and with Kay Harris and yourself and myself, and we have the indie artists getting it in, and, you know, we have the Fashion Expo coming up. There's just so many amazing things going on that you guys should definitely stay tuned into.
Most definitely, and we want everybody to, you know, just really utilize your resources. We're here. We're supporting your movement, and it's so many artists out here that need that exposure, and that's what we're here. We're here to help them and really get things going, but I'm just so excited about what's to come and just everything about the Nikki Rich Show. So many amazing guests that's really been a part of the Nikki Rich Show, and that's kind of continues to be a part. But, Gianni, we just thank you so much for taking out your time to come on tonight.
Oh, no doubt. Anytime. I mean, what would my Wednesday be without the Nikki Rich Show?
Well, you know, I
we take a time where we always play a few beats from our producers. So right now we're going to take out this time, and we're going to play some hot beat from J-Rod Beat. And check it out here, Gianni. All right?
All right.
This is Farley.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
The supporters of the Nikki Rich Show, thank you so much. Right now, we want to wind things down. I do want to let you guys know that you can listen to us tomorrow. We got a special treat for you guys. We got L. Myers will be in the building, as well as J-Rod Beats is going down. And you got definitely have to tune in tomorrow. It's going to be live. But I do want to go right now and wind things down. Check us out on Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich, Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as go to Nikki Rich Show And it's NikkiRichShow.com. And if you go to NikkiRichShow.com, it has all the information you might need. We're going to go right now to Assassin featuring Polo Jones, Cam Newton.
Carolina boy.
Nikki Reed.